Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you the inside scoop to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And this week, we'll be talking all about what you can expect when Mercury enters Cancer, as well as the upcoming full moon in Capricorn. But in case you missed it, last week we covered everything that happens during Cancer season. So if you're curious to know more about that, definitely listen to last week's episode before diving into this one.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will be talking about three different transits. Mars enters Virgo, Mercury enters Leo, and the North Node will enter Aries. So if you want to know what all of that means and how it affects you, listen to next week's episode.
And after a short ad break, we're going to get right into it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So Mercury enters Cancer on June 26th at 8:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Per usual, the date and time are from the website astroseek.com. What you need to know, when Mercury is in Cancer, it's a period of time where you find that your emotions get just a little bit stronger. You might find that your feelings are getting a little bit deeper, but you're also more aware of how you're feeling and how others are feeling.
How this affects you is your intuition is going to be a lot stronger because you're more connected to your feelings. Also, you might find that you are more expressive and creative during this time.
So why this matters, you might notice that as your empathy increases, so does your ability to connect with others. You might find that you're able to have really open and honest conversations with your friends about how you're feeling, and others might be doing the same to you as well. You're more cautious of how your words are impacting others and might be communicating with just a little bit more care than usual. Now, something you might not know is that since Mercury is all about how we communicate and Cancer energy is very creative, typically, we see a lot of artists release their songs for the summer during Mercury in Cancer. So something to be on the lookout for.
If you're wondering how long this transit will last, Mercury will be in Cancer starting on June 26th, and it will stay there until July 11th at exactly 12:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time when Mercury enters Leo.
There are some key dates you'll want to pay attention to while Mercury is in Cancer. The first being on June 30th, Mercury will be trine Saturn. This is an excellent day for planning, for tackling any difficult tasks, and also for having serious conversations.
And then on July 1st, Mercury will be sextile Jupiter. This is a positive aspect that's going to bring a lot of optimism and expansion to the way that we are thinking. You also might find that you're really inspired to share ideas, explore your beliefs, and have more in-depth conversations.
And then on July 7th, Mercury will be sextile Uranus. This is really great for creative problem solving, as well as just thinking outside the box and getting new ideas in general.
And then on July 9th, Mercury will be trine Neptune. This is going to enhance our intuitive and creative energy. You also might find that you're speaking from a place of compassion and empathy in your everyday conversations. And overall, it's a very mystical, dreamy energy.
And then lastly, on July 10th, Mercury will be opposite Pluto. You might find that you're gaining a lot of insight during that time, but also it adds an extra layer of depth to the already empathetic conversations that are being had. So the next thing that happens in astrology is Neptune stationing retrograde in Pisces. This happens on June 30th at 5:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you need to know, Neptune is one of those planets that when it's retrograde, the effects are a little bit different. If Neptune is already a very confusing and foggy energy, you can only imagine with the retrograde, you're able to see things a little bit clearer.
So how this affects you on a more personal level is you might be reflecting and looking within in order to find a better understanding of yourself and the things going on around you. It also can heighten your sense of spirituality and, like Jade said earlier, find a more clear understanding of the different things going on in your life.
Now, something you might not know about this Neptune retrograde is it's more likely to show up in society and in pop culture than on an individual level. Since Neptune is an outer planet, the effects of the Neptune retrograde are not as strong in your day-to-day life as they are compared to the rest of the world around you.
And if you're wondering how long this transit will last, Neptune will be retrograde in the sign of Pisces from June 30th until it stations direct on December 6th at 8:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So the next thing that you need to know about is the full moon in Capricorn on July 3rd. This happens at 7:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, what you need to know, the full moon in Capricorn is an opportunity for you to find the balance between the practical and logical side of things versus the more emotional and creative side of things. Capricorn energy tends to gear more towards the logical side, whereas Cancer energy leans more towards the emotional side of things.
So as you're setting your intentions for this full moon in Capricorn, you might find that you're looking to release and let go of putting a lot of pressure on yourself or being very self-critical. Capricorn is very ambitious in nature and it's very disciplined, but at the time of this full moon, it could be time to relax and take care of yourself so that you can continue to move forward with a fresh and relaxed mindset.
So something you might not know is that the moon is actually in detriment in Capricorn. So it might be difficult to allow yourself to feel things. If you find that you're fighting back your emotions, the moon does have a harder time being in Capricorn. But at the same time, this is an excellent opportunity for you to work on that and let emotion into your life if you have been neglecting that. So there are some aspects to this full moon that make it just a little bit more interesting. The first is that the sun will be conjunct Mercury and the moon will be opposite Mercury during the full moon. So themes of communication, how you speak to yourself and how you speak to others are going to be emphasized. If you're finding that you're having a hard time expressing your feelings, that can be because of the moon being opposite Mercury. But at the same time, the sun conjunct Mercury is encouraging you to speak up about how you feel.
At the time of this full moon, the sun will be sextile Jupiter and the moon will be trine Jupiter. This is really going to help us relax and ease some of the intense Capricorn energy, helping us to find some time for ourselves to indulge and relax and take a little bit of a break.
And lastly, the sun will be trine Saturn, the moon sextile Saturn. Saturn is a very long lasting energy. So you might find that some of the things you might be releasing are things that have been in your life for a long time. But nonetheless, what you do decide to release during the full moon will probably have a long-lasting effect with Saturn's help during this full moon. But that's pretty much it for the full moon in Capricorn. But if you're curious to know how any of those things affect you on a more personal level, then this is your reminder that we do offer readings. Readings are hosted on an app called Intro, which allows for FaceTime-style calls. We have readings for as short as 15 minutes to as long as 1 hour. You decide what you want to talk about. When you go to book the reading, there is a slot where you can type in any of your astrology questions and we'll be able to answer them for you on the call face to face.
And if you've never booked a reading with us before, then you can use the code STARS, all caps, STARS, for $20 off your first reading.
And just a reminder, next week we'll be talking all about Mars entering Virgo, Mercury entering Leo, and the North Node entering Aries. So if you want to know more about that, definitely stick around for next week's episode. But if you want to stay in the loop with us and what's to come, Make sure you're following us on social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at BLME The Stars. That is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday. Bye.